Hey folks, well, it's been a nightmarish week here in California. The fires have continued. They have grown in North California. The campfire has grown into the most destructive, most deadly, and largest in history, and most expensive. As well, the folks who have found themselves homeless and confined to evac centers are now having to deal with an outbreak of norovirus. So it's just getting, you know, just a slap in the face, kicked while you're down. And those are very much unhealthy conditions there. But plenty of folks are covering the developing story in real time. There are some things after my last video that I just wanted to revisit and really hammer home. I didn't mention this, but these fires come less than 2 months after Governor Moonbeam Brown signed the Wildfire Safety Bill. It was widely called by consumer groups a PG&E bailout. It's exactly what it was, because just as we bailed out the banks, calling them too big to fail in 2008, and the federal government stepped in and assumed their debt, that's exactly what is happening now. We're calling PG&E too big to fail. We need their electricity. And so the state has stepped in to authorize the use of state-backed bonds to pay off damages related to the wildfires. So now PG&E can start all the fires they want, and it is the ratepayers and the taxpayers who are going to be stuck holding the bill. In other words, it's us. It's you. And lest you think there was even the illusion of this being on the up and up, no, this PG&E bailout bill was authored by a state senator whose son works for PG&E. So it's just in your face. And what this does, folks, is just as I said in my last video, they have established the predictive programming and the narrative around these wildfires. This literally creates the legal framework for PG&E to be weaponized. It is controlled and owned, as we know, by the Rothschilds. And so now they are free to use it as a giant weapon, starting fires in California, getting people off the land, and blaming climate change, even as they pass on the bill to taxpayers. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Now, this is really big. This is, again, Governor Jerry Brown, the one and the same who just passed that bill, the PG&E bailout bill, same jackass, also now comes out, as I predicted in my last video, this narrative would be used, you know, we'd be blaming climate deniers, and indeed, within, just literally, while the fires are still burning, within days, Jerry Brown, climate change deniers, not even climate change itself. This is now different, folks. Climate change deniers are definitely contributing to the new abnormal of wildfires. Now, this is really spooky. Listen how frequently. I already mentioned he said there are going to be more fires in the future, but he dwells on that here and is just, it's really creepy. What does he know that we don't? California Governor Jerry Brown said that all climate change deniers are definitely contributing to the fatal wildfires that have pummeled both parts of the state, as well as blazes in the coming years. Quote. Another reference to this in the future. Going on down here. This is truly a tragedy. We're all going to have to pull together and do everything we can. This is not the new normal. This is the new abnormal. And this new abnormal will continue, certainly, in the next 10 to 15 year, to 20 years. Science is telling us it's because of climate change. We're going to have to pull together. And we're going to have to invest more and more in adaptation. There is that key word, the deep adaptation, UN keyword that means taking things away from people, moving people into the smart cities, and austerity imposed upon the world population to drastically cut CO2 immediately, right? We saw a lot of deep adaptation after the last IPCC report just last month saying we're all going to die was literally the headlines, and we need to have deep adaptation. So back to Jerry Moonbeam here. We need to come together and talk about deep adaptation. We're in a new, again, we're in a new abnormal, and things like this will be part of our future. Things like this, and worse, he warned. This is really bizarre. And just as a final slap in the face, he comes down here. In fact, here's one more time. One more, in case it wasn't clear. Those who are denying climate change are definitely contributing to the tragedies that we're now witnessing and will continue to witness in the coming years. This is the chickens coming home to roost. This is climate change. And just one last thing to spit in the face of every rational person. Definitely, fighting fires is higher priority than that business on the border. Way to belittle the fact that we don't have borders. All right, so again, putting this in context, we have solar researchers, well-qualified, talking about the drop-off in solar activity that we're experiencing right now, that there's going to be a huge temperature drop-off, that this is going to cause crop losses and food shortages. She is a scientist and is conservative in her timeline. I think we need to be paying much more close attention. This is a much more urgent situation. And she calls on governments to come together to avert disasters. But governments will not do that because they are still largely controlled by the deep state, which is pushing this CO2 totalitarian Fabian socialist agenda. I've talked about it endlessly on this channel. And we are experiencing the drop-off. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you're talking about global warming? And then all of a sudden the sun drops off and we're entering a grand solar minimum and the temperatures drop off. Well, you start lighting fires and you start blaming climate change deniers because we have to censor that truth off of the internet. We're going to blow this smoke into everyone on the left coast. Everyone in San Francisco will be tweeting about it and virtue signaling. People in LA, I mean, that's literally that's like a third of the US population right there that's been affected by this. And it's called the left coast for a reason. They want these people to be suffering right now so that they are just filled with hatred for Trump and for climate deniers. That's the other fire they're fueling here is the hatred and the calls for censorship. This is a deep and really problematic situation here. We're blowing smoke in it. We're going to make it extremely obvious. Everyone is at risk from these fires and from the smoke that's coming out. We're going to put it all over the headlines. We're going to have football games in even ridiculously unhealthy air quality situations. And in fact, we will even, because the smoke is so dangerous, conditions are bad enough that the Raiders, not usually thought of as the most charitable organization, passed out masks to fans to minimize the effects of the smoke. Well, I was just curious about that because it seems really weird to be able to put that on the cover of the media. That's 54,500 people that they offered masks to. And masks are pretty expensive. Even if you go to Alibaba here, which is like the cheap Chinese, you know, who knows if this is actually a functional N95 masks. But this is the cheapest of the cheap. So at 18 cents a pop for 54,000 N95 masks, that's still $10,000 that someone spent to get this image out there so that we could push this into everyone's consciousness across America, that it's smoky, that we're all suffering, and that it's climate change. Can you see that this is being pushed into consciousness? They have this article, people talking about, again, this is just linking it to climate change. This is beyond the governor here. I wanted to contrast that here's a woman firefighter because people will say, well, the firefighters are claiming it. No, the firefighters who know what's going on, this gentleman, as opposed to her 7 years of experience, this gentleman has 30 years of experience, is a highly decorated fire captain and fire operations training dude, and he is just this is a very valuable interview to watch. I will link to it below. He's talking about after the Santa Rosa fires last year, but it's abundantly clear to him and thus now to us that these were not natural fires. And whereas there is an abundance of mis and disinformation across YouTube, you can find any number of videos saying that this was directed energy weapons. Look, here's a tree burning from the inside, and this proves it. Or here's a car engine block. You know, any combination of things you can find. This gentleman is asked about a number of things and says, no, I've seen that before, or that's normal, or that happens because of this. But then there are some that he does say, that is unnatural. That cannot happen in a fire situation without some external exotic directed energy weapon. And it's very clear to him that this is part of Agenda 21, moving people into the smart cities. It's also abundant because there are discussions of whether people who are affected by these fires are even going to be allowed to rebuild because it's too dangerous to build there again. So you're coming into the smart cities, folks. That's the agenda here. That's the point. More of the headlines linking climate change to wildfires. I'm not going to read all these. Climate change is propelling the fires. It's not the mismanagement. Trump is wrong. It's the climate change. Yes, climate change is making wildfires worse. I just have to point out that I really appreciate it when they use this kind of language in the headlines to emphasize their talking point, because it makes it very clear what the talking point is. Contrast that to after Valentina Zarkova's report that we were entering a drop-off of solar output, the Washington Post and actually many other media outlets said, no, Earth is not heading towards a mini ice age, but indeed, yes, climate change is making wildfires worse. The NOP, the media brainwashing, it's just very clear now. It's very clear. They're all in. They're all in. And as I mentioned, the celebrities have been chatting it up, blaming Trump, talking about climate change. This is being pushed out of every celebrity's mouth and every media outlet. Is climate change to blame? Here's a quote-unquote alarmist. I'll just call him an alarmist. They call him a climate scientist. And yet, when he blames Trump and climate change for the fires that have displaced him from his home, and I do feel bad for you, Mr. McDonald, for your loss of your home, but when you then come out and blame climate change only because most of the fires, this is his reasoning, this is an appeal to authority, let's be clear, this is an appeal to authority, they're finding some guy who claims to be a scientist and saying he thinks this, and so therefore it's right, and yet, when you read his reasoning, it is literally that many fires are happening now, and therefore it's climate change. There's nothing else. It's just that there's more fires, and so it must be climate change. It's the most unscientific nonsense. But that's an appeal to authority, folks. Climate change. And it's something that's being pushed internationally. These fires have been across headlines around the world. Here's an example from Germany. And it was holding some of the top headlines on international media front page, right? This has been talked about globally. I will remind you that this has been what happens after Hurricane Michael. In fact, it's what the media is doing with everything right now. Is climate change making hurricanes worse after Hurricane Michael? Is climate change making volcanic eruptions worse? Climate change is making earthquakes worse and tsunamis worse. Climate change is going to cause food shortages. They have been laying the predictive programming around this and putting the blame at deniers' feet for years now. And yet all they're doing is looking back in history, what I've done on my channel, looking back at history, at what happens during these solar minima, the extended solar minima. Here it is, the food shortages because of crop losses. Feed shortages, seismic and volcanic activity, wildfires, hailstorms, droughts, and flooding, extremes of precipitation, cold and cloud cover. They just go down the list of what we see every time these cycles happen. Wolf minimum, the Spore minimum, the Maunder minimum, the Dalton minimum. Over and over in history, these same things happen. And it's worth understanding, because that's what's going to be experienced now. And if you accept this line that it's climate change and that it's your fault, and therefore we're going to do deep adaptation and take you off of your land and herd you into the smart cities, then you're just letting them make you a slave through ignorance. Look at this. They've ratcheted up the rhetoric, calling it climate genocide. And with that in deniers, it's obviously hand in hand with the Holocaust genocide slash denial. The rhetoric is at 11. It's at a maximum. They're calling for the censorship. I've mentioned this before. Facebook should be censoring climate deniers, according to Media Matters. BBC is already refusing to print stories or opinion pieces from climate change deniers. USA Today had their editorial policy leaked, the same thing. So what I'm telling you right now, this is the truth, that these cycles happen in history, that they're happening now, that they're blaming a nonsense, bullshit, pardon my French, climate change narrative, and they're going to preclude anyone who's speaking the truth from being printed or being published or reaching you via the internet. So you have to take this information out into the streets. This is now a physical information war. Our weapon, and remember, the crop losses are happening now. I'll do a different video with some of the latest, but suffice to say, 60, 70, 80% crop losses globally continue to rack up. It's getting really intense out there. And that's why, folks, they're forced to literally start setting fires. Is this not the sociopaths fire starting? It's textbook sociopathic behavior. Start fires and then say, we didn't do it, and blame you for it. This is a battle, folks. This is an all-out war, and their weapons are silent. Our weapons are information, and like I said, take it to the streets, because they're censoring it from papers, from the internet. We're going to have to spread the word person to person, old-fashioned. That is our weapon in this battle. Their weapons are silent. Whether they're creating hurricanes or steering them or setting fires or blowing this, you know, intense Diablo winds, which has never happened before. This is a new phenomenon they've given this Diablo winds name to. Their weapons are silent. And the only noise that you will hear is the sound of my voice warning you. Please spread the word.